BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The German Economy Minister Sigmar Gabriel says talks on a planned free trade agreement between the European Union and the United States have in effect failed. Mr. Gabriel said in 14 rounds of talks the two sides had been unable to agree on any of the 27 chapters they discussed. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has criticised some member states of the European Union for their refusal to take in migrants who fled to the continent. Mrs. Merkel said it was unacceptable that some EU members said they didn't want to accept any Muslims as a matter of principle. President Erdogan has defended Turkey's military operation in Syria. Mr. Erdogan said Turkey's fight against what he called terrorist groups would continue until the end. He said these included the Islamic State group as well as Kurdish organizations such as the PKK. There are reports of heavy casualties in Libya as militias loyal to the unity government advanced into the two remaining districts of the city of Sirte, occupied by Islamic State militants. Hospital sources said 23 government troops had been killed. The Egyptian authorities have agreed to strengthen the penalty for those who force women into genital mutilation. The recommended prison term of up to 3 years is expected to be increased to between 5 and 7 years. 4 years after the start of peace negotiations in Cuba, the Colombian government and the FARC rebel group are about to declare a bilateral and definitive ceasefire. In a couple of hours, the FARC leader, known as Timochenko, will order his fighters to cease all military actions from midnight. The president of Gabon, Ali Bongo, and his main rival, Jean Ping, have both claimed victory in Saturday's presidential election. They've also accused each other of cheating. Mr. Ping, the former head of the African Union, is trying to topple the Bongo dynasty, which has held power for nearly 50 years. And that is the BBC News.